Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live, Pensacola Business Radio. I have in my studio with me right now, Ms. Sarah May from Springdale Travel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Michael Stubblefield from BioCleanse. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I want to thank you both for being here. Sarah, you gotta just go ahead and kick it. What's Springdale Travel and why?
Okay. So Springdale Travel was established in 1978 and we're headquartered in Mobile, Alabama. We have a branch office in Pensacola and, our biggest division of our travel is corporate travel and we hold clients from New Orleans all the way to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes us different is because we have been in business so long, a lot of our agents have been with us for over 30 years, and that kind of experience is really hard to find. And the care they take with their clients is also hard to find. They really, really get to know them. They build relationships with them. They're not just numbers, which can often happen in mega agencies.
Sure.
Some clients really want to tell them about their families and how everything's going. And some just really want to book their travel and get it
and be done with it, right?
And get it done. And they know that. And so they cater to each client individually. So I would say that the service, is one big thing that makes us different.
Yeah. So why would I, as a corporate company owner entity, would however you want to label it, why do I need somebody like you to book?
Well, to
other than the really reasons I already know, probably, but
to manage your travel, basically.
Yeah.
First of all, we save time. So your employee's time is valuable. You're paying them to do a job, not to surf the web for cars, flights, and hotels.
Yeah.
And that's what
I don't want to do it either, right?
No. And I used to do it myself too. And when I have the agents do it, it's amazing how quickly it happens. And the rates that they find are much better than anything I would have found online.
Right.
But a company wants that because they usually have a corporate travel policy too. And they want to make sure that their employees are compliant with that.
Yeah.
And we can do that either through our agents or through an online booking tool as well.
Yeah. So you take all the guesswork out pretty much.
Pretty much.
That makes it easy.
Makes it very easy.
Yeah.
Makes it very easy.
So how about now when all the snow and everything's falling and your employees are stuck and stuff. Or you guys handle that kind of?
We do. And actually, what you want to do in that situation, and of course, there's weather, but if you've booked it through us, instead of standing in the really long line,
you get the short one.
If you are part of an airline reward program, go to that line and stand in line with us on the phone so that we can already book a new flight for you so that when you get up there, all they have to do is issue the ticket.
Yeah. So you guys probably got some pull then, huh?
We do. We have a lot of different relationships with different vendors.
Yeah. Okay. So aside from the corporate stuff, why else do I need a travel agent? Because honestly, that's like you said, I mean, it's all there. It's on the internet, right? We can go get it pretty much anywhere you can access the internet, right?
You can. So a travel agency, what we have is called a global distribution system. And it sits right on top of the airline reservations. So we see everything that the airline reservations see. In fact, what we see is every seat on the airplane and how many seats are within a certain fare, how many fares and or how many seats are available in each fare level. And so a lot of times people think if they book it online or do it themselves, they can get it at a cheaper rate.
Well, sure. That's what every website just told me.
Well, really what happens is... Of course. Really what happens, it's total real-time availability. So even our corporate clients, we actually do this demonstration for them. A lot of times a traveler will call in and they've been researching online to see, you know, which flight works best for them.
Yeah.
And what happens is they're actually in that flight. They're on the airline reservation system looking. And they'll say, well, I'm looking at it right now. I don't understand why you can't see it. Well, so what happens is it's oftentimes the last seat available in that fare, okay? So it's kind of like taking that last box of cereal in the grocery store and putting it in your cart. You haven't actually paid for it yet, but you're still shopping around. So if somebody else goes there, it's not going to be there. And so the same thing with airlines. So what we do is we'll take that last seat and that lowest fare and show our client, okay, do you see how now it disappeared? Well, now we're going to decide, well, we don't want that. So we're going to cancel that flight and you're going to see it pop back. So minute to minute, the last seat available fare can go. So it's not that fares are actually less expensive online. It's just total availability at that moment in time.
Yeah. And and pulling the trigger real quick. So I don't have to sit here for another 4 hours and wait for the next flight, right?
Exactly.
So what do you guys find to be the biggest worry of travelers that, come through your door? You know, because I mean, I would see myself using a company like yours because there's certain things that probably freak me out about traveling that I don't want to worry about.
I think price is a big thing, or the leisure clients that come in really want to talk to somebody maybe that's already been where they're going, especially if they're being if they're going on a big adventure or someplace they've never been. Corporate clients really it's not really a worry for them. It's more of, let's get all of this travel managed. Let's save time, save money, and put all of that data in one bucket so that we can review how many of our travelers are buying tickets 3 days before they travel and how many are actually going the 15 days out or longer for the better fare. And really just reviewing, okay, that traveler had an unused ticket, but they went ahead and purchased another one.
Right.
And so we help them to save money and actually review that information.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't even think about that. What a huge amount of data to have to weed through if you're not having somebody compile that for you.
Well, and if you're not doing that, then you're not giving your company exposure to airlines, in which they may want to come in and offer you negotiated rates and discounts.
It's like frequent flyer mile times 10, right?
It is. And the other thing that's exciting, which a lot of corporations don't really know about, they all have their Delta Sky Miles, their personal account. But three major airlines, Delta, United, and American, have a corporate airline reward program in which the corporation signs up with their EIN number and all of their travelers underneath. So if they travel, they earn their personal Sky Miles, and then the same amount of miles gets dumped into the corporate file as well. And so they use that to buy tickets and offset travel.
Yeah, which is a huge cost these days to companies, right?
I mean,
you're spending billions of dollars a year.
If you've got 500 travelers and they're all going places all the time, that's more miles that you can use to offset the rest of your travel.
Yeah. Okay, but you guys aren't just airplanes either, right?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, because let's face it, there's so much more to traveling.
Right. We have a group department where we do mission trips, and a lot of our companies book their incentive trips through that department as well, an international department, sports and leisure. We book air, car, hotel, and rail.
There you go. When's the last time you've been on a train? Never? You're shaking your head.
Not
I can't
one
hear
time.
You shake your head.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been on a train in forever. I mean, in the sense of really long travel. In fact, I don't think I've been on a train longer than a couple hours.
It's on my bucket list to try that.
The Amtrak. It's fun.
See? All right. So I guess we're calling Sarah. Right. So tell me about the Pensacola office. Have you guys always been here in Pensacola, or is this a new move for you guys? Or
no, they've been here for quite some time. It's, you know, we're headquartered in Mobile, so that's obviously the bigger, bigger building of the two. But we do have a branch here, and we're all connected. And so if one of the agents is on the phone, it'll come to one of the agents in Mobile, and there's always somebody available to help you.
Yeah. Okay, so where are you guys located here?
On Palafox, South Palafox.
Right there in the middle of smack dab all of it, huh?
Yes.
Okay, but do I have to come to the office to do any business, or I mean, can we do it over the phone, internet? How does that work?
No, you can call one of the agents for leisure. If your company is interested in talking to us about the business benefits that we have, they would contact me.
Yeah.
I'm located in our Mobile office.
But she can drive to Pensacola, as she has proven today.
Yes, I come here quite a bit.
So I got to ask you, as a travel agent and looking through all these trips that people take, I want to know, what are the top three on your bucket list?
On my bucket list.
Yeah, that you haven't been to yet. Because I know you probably book one and you're like, oh, yeah, this one looks really cool.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm not actually a travel agent. I work with all of our corporate clients and our existing corporate clients.
Right.
So I put them with the agents that would help them.
So you don't get to see any of the final results of like where they're going and what they're doing kind of thing?
I do, but I don't actually book it for them.
Yeah.
But my top three, New Zealand, Australia.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a trip. Have not been to Italy yet.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one. She's thinking, Michael, what are yours? What do you think?
I was thinking if we go to Italy, we can take a train and go see some other countries.
Take the tunnel. That's a nice train.
There you go. There you go. So I got to – do you guys have like – I know you said that you deal with the mile stuff and you deal with the corporate rates and all of that, but are there travel cards? Are there bonus programs? Are there things like that that you guys have as a company that allows people to really want to do business with you?
Well, we have relationships with the vendors, so it gives us access to fares and discounts that you won't find online. We also manage the airline reward programs that I was just telling you about, Delta, United, American. Springdale Travel doesn't have its own discount program, per se.
But you've got the inside scoop on some other ones, huh?
Yes.
And, you know, I never realized it mostly because I just haven't ever earned enough miles or think bonus points to do that. But there's some pretty tricky programs to an extent. Mm-hmm. I mean, to really sort of squeeze the best out of them, you got to read the fine print.
You do. I would say a lot of our corporate clients pay their vendors with an American Express corporate card.
Yeah.
And so since they're paying their suppliers, they earn a lot of miles that way, and they use that to offset their travel, and we can help them to manage that as well.
Very cool. So, but let's make this very clear. Your service doesn't stop when you purchase the ticket.
No.
So, I mean, all the way through till I get back home, right?
Correct. And that's another thing that makes us different too. When you buy something online, that's it. You own it. If you need to make a change, there's a fee involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the fare is different, there's another fee involved with that.
Yeah.
So we don't actually charge to search fares. You have 24 hours to reserve it before you book it. And then you have another 24 hours after that to void it if you need to.
Yeah.
It gives you a lot of extra time, especially for the corporate clients planning meetings, to make sure with that other person that they're trying to meet that this flight is going to work.
Sure.
And that saves a lot of money too.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, we have an after hours service should you need that. We haven't picked a certain one yet, but there are duty of care options out there for corporations. And so what we would do is talk to the different clients and see exactly what they're looking for so that we can pick the best option, the best solution for them. And a duty of care is basically it's an online map that shows you where all your travelers are around the world, and you can immediately contact them if there's a natural disaster or a crisis, anything like that.
Or just get home because we're going to win the Super Bowl kind of thing, right?
Maybe.
Well, very cool. So have I missed anything that we need to let people know about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let's get them some phone numbers and web addresses and stuff.
Okay. My direct line is 251-414-4601. And my email is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at springdaletravel.com.
Okay. And is there a website that they can go to kind of check some stuff out?
Yes. It's www.springdaletravel.com.
I should have known that, but that's all right. We got to let all of them know. So, well, Sarah, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us for a little while. Michael makes these really cool, or works with this company, makes this really cool stuff. So
okay.
I'm going to let you tell it though, man, because this is all kinds of new technology, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's actually something that we hold the patent for. It is, in a sense, one of a kind that our program, as a comprehensive standpoint, is something that legally no other company can even attempt. So it's nice that we have kind of a corner on the market there. Our biggest goal is we're a water purification company. So, you know, our goal is high quality water, whether it's for drinking water, but in our cases, it's a water used for hand washing in a healthcare setting. So you can imagine going into a hospital, you're probably not feeling very good. Maybe you hurt your knee or you've been in a car accident. You go in to receive surgery And lo and behold, while you're there, through no fault of your own, you receive a staff infection or a hospital-acquired infection transmitted by the hospital staff, which is an added expense to you. It's more pain and suffering you have to endure, and it's a huge cost for hospitals. In 2016, this year, thanks to the Affordable Care Act, the Center for Medicaid Services will no longer reimburse hospitals for these secondary infections. So you can imagine hospitals are kind of scrambling on what to do because they can't just blink their eyes and eliminate these infections. A very basic psychological principle is if you have a child and he's sucking his thumb all the time and you try to punish him for sucking his thumb, you're not allowed to do that. You smack his hand and it doesn't teach him not to suck his thumb. It teaches him to hide it from you and not do it in front of your presence. Sure. So the big fear most analysts are suspecting to come from this is that hospitals are going to not disclose the amount of infections they have, especially now that hospitals or patients, can use different websites to compare hospitals locally. You can go on CMS.gov, healthcare compare, and you can look at Baptist Hospital here in Pensacola as compared to Sacred Heart and make healthcare decisions based on that information. So hospitals are kind of in a very precarious position right now. They have to reduce their costs, but also, you know, keep the infection rate low, which is very hard to do.
Right. So what you guys do is in the product that you have and installs gives them the ability to really sort of tout that they've made that move to ensure a patient's safety.
Absolutely. Our product and program is essentially centered around a sink filter, an undermount sink filter that is mounted anywhere in the hospital where hand washing is taking care or taking place. So anywhere for pre-surgical scrubbing to the critical care unit, intensive care units, you know, even in the clinical setting where nurses are washing their hands just to do basic wound care. We believe that if we can reduce exposure opportunities, you know, we can help these patients and hospitals avoid these infections and the costs that are related to them. The product isn't limited to the filter. We've adapted it to a shower head. So you can imagine being a patient in a hospital, you know, they instruct you to take a shower. If that water is of a low quality or contains waterborne microorganisms, bacteria, viruses, you're just having an exposure opportunity and it's a liability for the patient and the hospital. So we've also adapted the filter for the shower and the primary focus for the company that we've been building is water bottles. They can put this filter into a water bottle and the product that we've developed replaces 750 bottles of water. And it's something that hospitals can give to their patients to reduce, you know, even the effect of drinking harmful water. This is something that people can take homes, use in their homes. It has a wide range of uses. And anywhere you go, whether you're traveling, you can take this water bottle with you. And it's not a liquid. So you can take it on the airplane. You can fill up with water in the terminal. And you can have safe, pure water with you wherever you go. So it's kind of our focus is just getting safe water into the hands of people. And I'm sure if you watch the news today, you've heard something about the Flint, Michigan water fiasco where they've had all this lead in the water for, and they've known about it for years. And there's such a high rate of birth defects and health related issues related to that. So we've actually been involved in Flint and working with companies in the area for every bottle they purchase. We try to donate a bottle to try to get as many of these bottles into the Flint residents' hands. And it's so far, it's been working really well.
Yeah.
And
well, and if you think about it, too, I mean, think about all the runoff they've had from the snow melt that's overflowed the storm drains. Or I don't know if you've ever been around here for a hurricane. It's certainly not fun.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can't find ice, let alone, you know, a bottle of water, you know, if you didn't go raid the stores before they got raided before the hurricane. So what I want to know is, and since it's patented and nobody else can use it, I guess you can really kind of tell us how it works, can't you?
I can tell you most of how it works, short of some of the proprietary information on the actual content of the filter. But essentially, the filter was developed by a man named Carl Palmer. His claim to fame is that he was one of the co-inventors of a process called reverse osmosis. I'm sure most people have heard of it. It's a very commonly used way to purify water. It's very expensive. It requires electricity.
Yeah.
For every gallon of water that is produced, about 2 gallons of water is wasted.
Wow.
So in states like California or states that are under drought kind of conditions, it's not very the best approach. And he took the RO that he co-developed, miniaturized it, and made an in-home unit that we see probably in most people's homes today.
Yeah.
He sold that patent to Coca-Cola and has since been on a 40-year non-compete with Coca-Cola with this product.
Congratulations. Smart move.
So he spent his time to develop this filter, which is made of a high-grade coconut carbon, and it can be pressed into any shape or form. And through his manufacturing process, he can get an absolute pore size. So when you compare our filter to a Brita filter or a Pure filter, mm-hmm. they'll say 2 micron nominal pore size. Nominal is a pretty big thing because it means plus or minus 2 microns. So right. it's essentially
so 2 could really be 4.
4. And so water is going to follow the path of least resistance.
Right.
So it's not going to go through any 2 micron pores or 3 micron. It's right. going to go all through the 4 micron pore. So through his development process, our filters have an absolute pore size, and we can custom tailor that pore size based on the manufacturing conditions. But we selected a 1 micron pore size for our filter, and that'll effectively occlude most bacteria and viruses that are found in the water. But we didn't want to stop there because in a healthcare setting, we want to be very prepared. So we've introduced an iodinated resin stage of the filter, which will effectively kill 99.9999% of bacteria and viruses that may make it past the filter as an added layer of protection. And the part I can't tell you about is the proprietary iodine neutralizer, because I've been trying to get that out of Carl for years.
This is not happening, huh? Well, you know, you got to protect your investment at some point.
Absolutely.
So how do I get this into my household? Because I don't want to have to wait to get to the hospital to use it.
Absolutely. This is something that is in for use in hospitals, but can easily be adapted to home use. We have several products that are ready for home use. You can either go onto our website at www.biocleanse.com, and that's spelled B-I-O-C-L-E-N-Z-E. You can also email me at biocleansefilters@gmail.com, excuse me. And you can call my personal cell phone anytime at area code 310-922-0820. I love getting calls, people requesting information,
yeah.
questions
That's
about the product.
That's a really cool thing, man.
It's something that, you know, water filtration is not new, but we're trying to take this to, you know, to a higher level, take hand washing in a hospital to a high-tech place that it's never been before.
Yeah.
And in doing that, we hope to reduce the, first and foremost, the patient costs, the undue pain and suffering they yeah. have to endure through
length
these.
Length of stay, all that good stuff.
But also there's the financial aspect for the hospital to save money as well, because yeah. they don't have to expend time, effort, money, resources to combat these things. If you're using the highest quality water, you can, yeah. you know, be a little
It's kind
safer.
Of like that 40-year no-compete cost. You really have time to spend your energy on better things,
Absolutely.
Don't you?
These filters, if you, I can get all the... test results you'd ever want. They've been proven to remove up to 480 different contaminants from volatile organic compounds, things like DDT and pesticides that are yeah. used in the water that would be run off into our water supply, to anything from heavy metals, aluminum, lead, which is harming the people in Flint right now.
Yeah.
If you drink tap water or you use even RO in your home, municipal water, the way they purify it is using aluminum compounds,
mm-hmm.
and they'll scrape off the contaminants that bond to them off the surface. But there's a high level of aluminum left in the water. When you drink this out of your tap unfiltered, it's not a high enough concentration to really cause damage. But when you process that water through reverse osmosis,
mm-hmm.
the aluminum molecule can cross the membrane, which will leave you with a 3 times concentration, essentially, in the product water.
Yeah.
So people who are, I have an RO at my house, well, you might have a higher likelihood for dementia and Alzheimer's because of the
right,
aluminum
sure.
ingestion. So it's something that, you know, people are always aware that they want to filter their water. They know that most people that I ask don't feel safe to drink out of their tap water. And
yep.
we live in America, you know. I mean, the water that flows through our toilets is purer than most water elsewhere in the world.
Sure.
So you can imagine elsewhere where we have a presence in places like India or Africa, there's been some relief efforts there through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Something like a child dies every 8 seconds, you know, because of a water
contaminated water. Yeah.
25 million people a year die due to waterborne illness. In places like India, where they're in the middle of a water crisis right now as well, you know, only about 0.03% of water on Earth is pure water or fresh water.
Right.
And a fraction of that is safe to drink, you know,
yeah.
and it's pretty crazy. As the world population continues to increase, the water remains, you know, a finite resource.
Yeah.
And the only way that we can access it is to purify it and clean it. So that's kind of been a focus. Not sure if you guys remember the Fukushima reactor plant blew up in Japan.
Yep.
All that Pacific.
It's kind of hard to forget that one.
Well, you know, the radiation, depending on what source you look at, the radiation is still very active today, and it's all along the Pacific coast from Alaska down into Baja California, Mexico.
Yeah.
So you can imagine the not just the effect on the sea life there, any seafood right. coming out of there, yeah. but it's beginning to permeate and people's drinking water and people
sure,
are
watching, it's got to saturate
in LA,
the water table.
People are watching the radiation level in LA's water supply increase. So you got to ask yourself, well, what are the consequences of that going to be? We can look over to Hiroshima, Japan, and kind of yeah. see their thyroid problems they've been having over the last 50 years or so. And we can kind of extrapolate that, you know, without some type of system in place that the residents of California and along the entire West Coast would be seeing some effects eventually.
Yeah.
And these filters can remove radiation, you know, up to 99% of radiation. So, you know, if you were a resident in a state like that, you would definitely want one of these bottles, yeah. in my opinion, because you look at a Flint, Michigan, when your city's telling you, oh, the water's safe to drink, mm-hmm. You know, it kind of raises the question. And even Pensacola, I believe it was 4 or 5 years ago, received one of the worst water ratings, you know, in the yeah. country. And since then, ECUA has really stepped up and done a lot to combat that negative, you know, aspect or that view. But it's definitely something that I looked at when I was here and kind of made me wary of drinking water out
sure.
of a faucet.
And, sure.
And it's not fun when you get sick from contaminated water. I had that happen to me in
like the
in
time
college.
In like the time in yeah, I was just about to say the time in college when we all went to Mexico or Cancun or somewhere like that. But I've never had it happen here in the States, but I've been a pretty heavy bottled water drinker for a long time. But I didn't realize just tap water, which we're all is told it's supposed to be safe, but this thing takes it to a whole new level, man. I mean, talk about a product that changes the world really quick.
Thank you.
You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, I want to know how much you guys have only been, this is a short time you guys have been hitting
Absolutely.
The ground running,
we,
right?
We started back in 2014. So it's kind of been the side project. You know, we have to pay the bills first and work on this when we can. But it's really starting to take off, and you know, it's such a simple kind of a concept, clean, safe, pure water.
Yeah,
that doesn't take a lot to sell it. You know,
sure.
Once you break it down, people are usually very amiable to the whole idea, and you know, most people that I meet with will eventually come to me like, "Hey, can you get me some of those water?"
That's what I say. Bring one, man. I want to see
me
it.
And my
you know,
family, please. And,
yeah,
you know, it's something that you can just put into somebody's hand, and you know, they have gallons and gallons and gallons of fresh water.
Yeah.
You know? So
how long do the filters last?
Each one in the bottle is up to 750 gallons bottles of water. So you can imagine you get a case of water or 20 bottles for $5. Mm-hmm. The bottles cost $24.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it pays for itself very quickly.
Yeah. Yes. So are you talking 12 ounce bottles of water or 20 ounce bottles of water? I mean, when you're talking about conversion,
I would say the 20 ounce bottle.
20 ounce. Yeah. So do you see some form of, home application coming soon?
Absolutely. The filter that we developed for the healthcare setting can very easily be used in the home setting. I designed it to be used with all U.S. standard pipe fittings. So
yeah.
the way they install it under a sink in a hospital would be the same way you would install it under a sink in your kitchen or yeah. your restroom or wherever.
Or even right off the water line to the house. Huh?
Absolutely. You know, and there's several other competing, you know, in-home solutions for this. But I think when you look at the cost and do an analysis of what is my initial startup cost and my initial upkeep and yeah. all the maintenance over time, it's really a no-brainer when it comes to the single-stage filter. So
yeah, very cool. All right. Well, I know you've probably got tons more information, but
absolutely.
I mean, anything that we missed or where do we want to send them?
Essentially, just you can check our website out. It's bioclenze.com, bioclenze.com. Again, you can call me or check out the email at bioclenzefilters@gmail.com. We're on Facebook as well. You can like us there or try to get in touch with us there as well. Basically, we have a bunch of stuff on the web. So
yeah.
you can go through there and
some
dig.
Pictures and videos and stuff to kind of see how it works.
Absolutely. And like I said, if you guys have any other questions, feel free to call my cell phone, 310-922-0820. I'd be more than happy to field and answer any questions or pass information on that, you know, anybody needs.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, you get me one here. I'll try it out for you.
Sure.
I'll let everybody know how it works.
Absolutely.
For sure. I think it's really cool because like what you were talking about, like just drinking out of a river or stuff. I mean, I've done enough hiking and camping mm-hmm. to realize that you don't do that, you know, on most circumstances. You think it's a fresh stream or you think because you're in the mountains, it doesn't have whatever bacteria in it. But if you're not careful.
Absolutely. You know, the water bottles, we definitely didn't invent those. The company that is our manufacturer has been developing those for some time. So, you know, they're developed a quite a following amongst extreme sports enthusiasts, outdoors, you know, even doomsday preppers who want to have these bottles in their doomsday kit so they can have fresh water, you know. So they've kind of been working that market. So, you know, we've kind of had to bring them into the healthcare market a bit, but they seem to really be enjoying the diversification, if you will.
Yeah, unlimited applications, man.
They recently developed a water bottle just in the last 6 months that has the ability to raise the pH of your drinking water from a 7.0 to about a 9.5. And what that means is the water would be more alkaline. A neutral pH would be 7.0. That's considered healthy for a human. Most Americans are around 6.0, which means they're a little bit more acidic. And where do we get that? It's from our diet, from the juices we drink, sodas we drink, food we eat. Most of it is acidic, which will, you know, reduce our pH level. If you can consume water with a pH of 9.5, you will effectively raise your pH level. And there's been no documented cancer case in anybody with a pH over 7.2. So there's something to consider when it comes to your personal health. Just something so basic, you know, can really save your life.
Yeah, very cool. Well, listen.
I was just going to say exactly. Yeah. I actually have a water bottle that has a filter in it. But I would love to try yours.
I'll definitely get you one.
He's going to send us two, all right? We'll have to try it out.
I actually got to get with you on some of the travel stuff because I travel so much and my schedule changes that it might actually be nice to have a kind of a team.
You got your own personal, you got your own,
to go to bat for me.
Your own, I know a guy kind of thing,
Right.
Very cool.
Let me call my guy.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I want to thank both of you for coming in and sharing your story and your businesses and what you guys do. Very, very cool. You can find us at P-Cola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at P-Cola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.